You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Cited in the name of the Vilna Gaon, it's an idea that we mentioned in the past. It's brought in Rav Eliach's Pninim Mishulchan Hagra, also in the Sefer Amor HaGadol. Ramatisio Garshi in the Sefer Onud L'Shabbos cites it in the name of the Chidah, but it typically is noted in the name of Rav Eliyahu Mivilna. And that is, let's take a turn back to the end of Parshas B'Shalach. Perk Yud Zayin, Posek Yud Dalet, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Ksov Zosi Karma Sefer Besim Ozni Yeshua, Kimocho Emcha Secha Molek Mitachas HaShamayim. The Vilna Gaon is bothered. Why the superfluous mention of an Indian of Mechia? Dehaina, why the Kfeila Saloshan? Why the double terminology in Lechera, even though oftentimes we do encounter in the pages of the Torah a Musag, a concept of Kfeila Saloshan, clearly noting the emphatic tone, Mochu Emchai was surely erased, as the art scroll and others note. That's the added emphasis by repeating the word, by noting the concept yet again. But Lachara, where the Gra is coming from, is the fact that when we read of the Parsha, the Tzivoy Midaraisa, of Timcha Zeich HaMolek, the last three psukim of Parshas Kiseitze, there it didn't state Mocho Timcha. It suffice to just simply write ever succinctly Timcha Zeich HaMolek. So here as well, write Ki Emcha Zeich HaMolek. Why the Mocho Emcha? To that, the Vilna Gaon, or perhaps the Chidah as well, respond that the Mechias HaMolek, the Dori Doris, will always be attained, always be achieved on your day. Osios Emcha, the Hainu, the three times that we emerged victorious legamri over Amalek, the Mechias Amalek, number one, here at the close of Mishalach Perk Yud Zayin, Mocho Emcha, the Mechia took place, Ayadei Osios Emcha, the Hainu, via those individuals suddenly alluded to in the letters of Aleph Memches Hei. Who were the ones on the mountaintop? Aleph, Aharon, Mem, Moshe, Ches, Chor, and Hashem. You think that Aaron and Chor didn't play a monumental role? The Maral is Maruch and Zgor Aryeh. We needed Aaron and Chor. Who is Chor? Benosha Miriam, Rashi stated. Tainas, Daptesim, and Aleph. We had Shlosha, Parnose, Hador. This was that Chut HaMashulosh of Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam on the mountaintop. Of course, we read in Rosh Hashanah, Daptesim, and Aleph, V'chiyodav, Shemoshe, Osis, Machama, Shoros, Machama, Elek, Shayim, Estaklim, Klapi, Shayim, Eshavdim, Ezli, then we would emerge victorious. So who was on the mountaintop? Aleph, Mem, and Ches. Notice how the Mem is sandwiched in between the Aleph and the Ches, quite appropriately, because you had Aaron on one side, you had Ches Chor on the other side, and Mamush in the middle. So Aaron and Chor are holding up his hands, and who brings it all to a close? The Hay stands for Hashem. As the Medrash Osios to Rabbi Akiva makes it very clear, and the Medrash Talpius and others point out, Ein Hay Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we witness the letter Hay, it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rogan Shavresa Chuvah and Tzavnus Paneach HaMoshe Nigros Moshe Ravad Yosef and Imi Omer. Hol Shaila, writing Baruch Hashem, we typically write instead Mesiyat and Ishmael. The Hay stands for Hashem. My Ginnah to a Shaila of Sheamus, do you have to put into the knees or not? So typically the Hay stands for Hashem. Now you'll pause and ask me, what in the world is the Hay for Hashem doing at the end? Hashem always gets the ball rolling. Ela l'chora, what? No. Hashem says, you have to take the initiative, Klai Yisrael. Medrash and Shir Shim Rabba Parsha Hay, you know, Skimel. Pisali Pesach Shemachav, V'niyav L'chem Pesach Shalulav. You got to get things started. You have to commence with the Yisarusa Dilatasa, the Yisarus Melamata. Once you get the ball rolling, Hashem Yisbach says, then I will reciprocate accordingly. Then I will bring up the rear Kaviyochol, Aleph Mem Chesei. You do what you need to do, Aaron Moshe Chor and Hashem. Then I'm going to go in and bring it to a close. That's Emcha, Aaron Moshe Chor and Hashem. Then we get to the story of the Megillah. And who do you have? Mechias Amalek in the Purim Saga. The Mechiyah will take place on your day. Osios Emcha, Aleph Esther, Mem Mordechai, Ches Charvona, Megam Chavona, Zochel Atov. And yet again, we witness Hey for Hashem. Let's fast forward into the future. The Mechiyah Samolik will take place on your day. Osios Emcha. Who are Osios Emcha? We have Aleph. Aleph is Elio, Elio Navi. Mem Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef. And of course, Mashiach ben David. The Ches, who are the eight? Let's go to Sukkot and Beis. There are Ches and the Sikhid. Eight princes, the Marshal writes in Chiddush HaGadlus, whose collective Zechus will join with that Zechus Miyachedus of Elio and Mashiach, and they will also have a display of sovereignty. Those are the Ches Nesichim, the eight princes, and yet again the Hey stands for Hashem. Malcho Emcha, the Machias Amalek, Ledore Doros. Hey, in the first episode, Perek Yud Zayin, Parshas Bereishis, the Machiah Ayyidei Yosios Emcha writes, the Gro writes, the Chidah, Aaron, Moshe, Chor, and Hashem. Time number two, the Purim story, in Yoni Dioma, Esther, Mordechai, Charvona, and Hashem, and Laasalovo Eliyahu, Mashiach, Ben Yosef, Mashiach, Ben David, the Ches Nesichim, and Hashem, Adkan, the Remes of the Gro, Adkan, the Chidah. Givaldiga Remes, the Sefer Solus Balula also mentions this idea, Gevaldige Remes, of the Aleph Mem, the Ches, and the He. Now I understand when it came to the first defeat of Amalek, he had Aaron, Moshe, Chor, and Hashem. We needed Aaron, Moshe, Chor, as the Maral and others explained. Can I get Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam? They were the ones who mafarnes the door. They're the ones through whom we would go ahead and emerge victorious against our chief adversary, Amalek, who tried to prevent us from making it to Maimon HaSinai. You're trying to stop us from ever getting to Matan Torah and receiving Torah Seinu HaKadosha. So I understand the loss of Lovo, Aleph Mem, we need Elio Anovi, the Mavasa, Geula, we need Mashiach, we need the Ches Nesichim to have that collective schus to bring about, to engender the Geula HaSida. But when we turn the spotlight on that middle story, the Hainu and Yoni Dioma, the Purim story, Esther, I understand. Mordechai, I understand. These were the protagonists, the ones occupying center stage and the Purim story. But what in the world is the Ches Charvona doing there? Ches of Charvona, he's right there in the word, right alongside Esther, right alongside Mordechai. Now you read the 10 prokim that comprise Megillas Esther. It's all surrounding Esther. It's all surrounding Mordechai. In fact, it's called Megillas Esther. It's about Esther. It's about Mordechai, Chulun, Kaflamatessa, and Reis. Esther Minator Minayan. Mordechai Minator Minayan. Hava Minator Minayan. We always are interested, notice, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's all focused on what? I want to know Haman, Mordechai, Esther, the chief individuals who played out the Purim story. Charvoni's got but a cameo appearance. He makes his way, what? Oh, very nice. As we make it towards the end of the Megillah, what do we read? Perek Zayin, Posek Tes, Vayomer Charvona Echem and Asarisim Lefnei HaMelech, Gamine Ya'itz, Asher Asa Hamel Mordechai. That's it, one Posek. Yeah, we mentioned him at the beginning of the Megillah, Perek Aleph Posek Yud, that he was one of the seven chamberlains of Achashverus, but in the end of the day, he didn't do anything back then. Oh, all of a sudden, a cameo appearance. Chapter 7, verse 9 of Megillas Esther. And then, what do we have? Not only does he make its way into that remez of Emche, alongside Esther, Mordechai, and Hashem. In between Esther, Mordechai on the one hand, the Hey for Hashem on the other, right alongside, juxtaposed, sandwiched in them all, we have a Ches for Chavona. What'd the guy do? He pointed to a tree. A big deal. And not only that, we have in Shoshanas Yaakov at the close of the Megillah. What do we have in Shoshanas Yaakov? Tell us, Amecha, Ve'gam Charvona Zochor Latov. Based on the Yerushalmi Megillah, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, Ve'gam Charvona Zochor Latov. So you're going to tell me, well, it's not really Charvona, it's Elio Anovi. After all, the Medrash Shanista Rabbah and the Targum Sheni in chapter 50 of Perek Yedom Lozer, and the Yaakov Shimoni and so many Mefarshei Megillah described that it wasn't really Charvona, it was Elio Anovi. Elio Anovi. Hence, Elio Zachur Latov, and Vegam Chavona Zachur Latov was really Elio Novi. Okay, let's say we espouse the opinion of Elio Novi. I remember years ago, I was in Israel, and we had a tzaddik of a year, a choshev tamachochem, Nachman Klein. And Nachman Klein worked in a car garage, and he was a Bucky Bishas, very close with Rav Herdman. And unbelievable Bucky, and he would grace Ner Yisrael every Rosh Hashanah. He would tell us Gevaldiga stories of Gedolah. So there's one, you do it, the Kamaisa Chaim Voloshin, the Voloshin or Yeshiva's Rosh Yeshiva. He had a Kabbalah that he would never make a bracha unless somebody was around to answer Amen. So there was one time Rav Chaim Volozhin goes to sleep at night. He wakes up, it's 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, probably only went to sleep a quarter to 3. Gets up 3:30 in the morning, and his mamish, he's dying of thirst, and he's trying to learn, and he pushes, can't concentrate. So have a drink of water, but he can't wake up his wife. You're not going to go to wake up your Eishes Chayil because you took on a chumrah, a kabbalah, then you're not going to make a brucha. Honey, hold on, once I just get, I need you to answer, Amen. And this poshet, Sholomayis trumps that chumrah. So what's he going to do? He has a kabbalah, but he's dying of thirst, and he takes out a gemara, he's trying to learn, and he can't learn because he has to go and make a brucha, he needs a shahakol. Oh, yeah, Mr. Please, you got to help me out. A minute later, there's a knock on the door. 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Rav Chaim Volozhin opens up. It's a bocher from the Volozhin Yeshiva. Gevaldik! Yaakov, this is great. What do you need? He says, Rebbe, I had a kasha. I couldn't fall asleep. I was working on a sugya. And I had a kasha. I figured I'll not. The Rosh Yeshiva probably isn't sleeping. I need to get a teretz to the kasha. He says, Yaakov, I'll answer any kasha you have. Just do me a favor. First answer, Amen, on my bircha shahakol. Now, once I get my shahakol in, I'll quench my thirst. And then we can talk and learning as long as you want. He says, Rebbe, my pleasure. Makes the shahakol. Drinks the cup of water, and Yaakov poses this question. Chaim Volozhin answers it, 1, 2, 3. Yaakov says, Yashikar, thank you so much, Rosh Yeshiva, and he goes back to sleep. So the Rosh Yeshiva, of course, thanked him, and then comes the next morning after Shacharis, and Chaim Volozhin says to himself, you know what? Yes, I thanked him, but I didn't really thank him enough. Otherwise, I would have been stuck all night. I wouldn't have been able to concentrate. I would have lost the sleep. It would have shared my whole day. I owe him a tremendous sense of Hakaras HaTov. So he finds Yaakov in the Yeshiva, and he says, Yaakov, I got to thank you, 3:34. 4 o'clock in the morning, you saved my Kabbalah, that I was able to drink the water, you were able to answer Amen to my Brucha. Gevaldik, thank you so much. He says, Rebbe, I have no idea what you're talking about. He says, okay, Yaakov, it was 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Remember we talked about this in the sukkah? He says, Rebbe, I'm not even learning that sukkah. He says, well, Yaakov, you were at my house. You came last night. He says, Rebbe, that wasn't me. I went to sleep at 1 o'clock and I got up at 6:30 for Shacharis. So Chaim Volozhin chafed, oh, it was Eliyahu HaNavi. So writes, explained by Nachman Klein, you think the Gevaldikayt of the Maisa is, Rav Chaim Volozhin was Zocha to Gilui Eliyahu. That's not a Chiddush, that's Pashat. Sure, Rav Chaim Volozhin was Zocha to Gilui Eliyahu many times. Ali, you're going to tell me, no, what's the Gaulus of the story? Look what a Kabbalah is. Hashem loved his Kabbalah that he took on, that Hashem was even willing to send Eliyahu HaNavi down to preserve Rav Chaim Volozhin's Kabbalah to be able to stay up and to learn. You think that's the Gevaldikayt of the Maisa? That's not the Gevaldikayt of the Maisa. You know, the Gaulus of the Maisa. Look what a Stam Bocher in Volozhin Yeshiva was like. That Eliyahu HaNavi came down in the form of a Bocher of Volozhin. That's what a Stam Bocher in Volozhin was like. Does Eliyahu HaNavi come down in the form of me or you? He came down in the form of Yaakov, Stam Bocher in Volozhin. That's what a Bocher in Volozhin was like. Back in those early 1800s. Gevaldik, that's Eliyahu HaNavi coming down in the form of Yaakov. So you want to tell me, Pirkei Rav Lazar, Yaakov Shimoni, Menrishinus Darabi was Eliyahu HaNavi, Vigam Chavona Zachlatov, Eliyahu Zachlatov. In the end of the day, Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come in the form of you, doesn't come in the form of me, but he comes in the form of Chavona. Chavona had to have a Zachus. So, yes, the Ramon, Mechir Yayin, and many others, Chaim Kineski, Tamina Krah, many others will talk about how Chavona is spelled slightly differently between the beginning of the Megillah and the end of the Megillah. Partly, in fact, to be Marami's, to certainly allude to the fact that the first time it was this time Chavona, the second time we encountered the change because it indeed is a reference to Eliyahu HaNavi. Even if it is Eliyahu HaNavi Gevaldik, he doesn't just come in a Bris Milah, doesn't just come in Leil HaSeder. He even came in the Purim story. Aye, but Sof Kol Sof, he came in the form of a Chavona. Chavona had to have some Zechus that Eliyahu HaNavi would assume the form, the Tzura, Dafka over Chavona. So what is this big deal about Chavona? What did he do? It's one pasuk, Zion Tess and Megillas Esther. And he makes its way into Shoshanas Yaakov, Vekam Chavona Zochav HaTov, makes his way sandwiched in and amongst the greats of Esther, of Mordechai and Hashem. What's going on? So perhaps the idea is as follows.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Chesam and Aleph, Kal Yisrael Hatzen Nasa V'Nishma, chapter 24, verse 7, in Shmos, because 24-7, you got to eat, sleep, and breathe Nasa V'Nishma. Kal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, and then, of course, the Gemara relates in Shabbos, Kaflame Harkigigis. I Simondo Rabba Hayula Raisa. Along comes the Gemara of Rabba Fapikin Hadar Kiblu Mechashir Shenemar Kimba Kibla Yudim. What was Purim? The godless of Purim, as Rashi says, because of the Avos Anes, we were Mekabel, we reenacted, re-experienced Maimon HaSinai, Hadar Kiblu Mechashir Shashem. I bring it on, we want the Maimon HaSinai all over again. And Ayla, the same way by Maimon HaSinai, Vayichan Shom Yisoh Negar Har Kisha Chabalei Bechon, Rashi Alpi the Mechilt and Yisoh Perk Yates Fosik Beis. So too, Kimu Vekiblu HaYehudim writes the Maral, and Or Chodesh Megillas Esther, Kiblu is spelled Kibel, because they were Mekabelit Kish Echor Bulei Bechon, Hadar Kiblu Mechashir Shleich Kenosis Kol HaYehudim. Barosem Yachad Tachelas Mordechai, we were once again together as one. This was Matan Torah, Hashem, bring it on, we'll take the Torah all over again. And Meila, if we are to view Purim from one perspective, Mibachin Achas, as a re-enactment, as the instant replay of Maimon HaSinai, then the Chorah, the discussion has to start with the mountain itself. So what was the name of the mountain? So we have a Machlokis in the Gemara, Shabbos Pei Tesem and Aleph. Was it called Har Sinai? Or was it called Har Chorev? The Marshal explains, yes, in Tanakh, it appears as Har Sinai more often than Har Chorev. But the Madiyamar, who espouses the opinion that its primary name is Har Chorev, it's because that's how it's introduced to us in the pages of Chumash, and especially if we invoke the Klal HaYedua of the Maral, the Gron of Tzaddik, the way that we're introduced something that captures its essence more than any other. So yes, we know it's Lidori Doris from time immemorial, primarily as Har Sinai, but let's not ignore that this glorious mountain was first introduced to Klal Yisrael as Har Chorev. Why in the world was it called Sinai? Why was it called Har Chorev? So they asked Rav Kahana, tell us, why is the mountain called Sinai? Rav Kahana says, because Har Benisim Nasu Yisrael Shem, there were many miracles. They say, Rav Kahana, miracles, don't call it Sinai, call it Nisai, Lashon Nisim. Okay, Rav Kahana says, I'll take a second crack at it. Hello, what? It's called a Siman Tov, took place in a mountain. Rav Kahana, come on. Then call it Simanai, not Sinai. It's not called Sinai. So he says, okay, go to these Amarom. And they finally said, you know why it's called Har Sinai? Because Yarda Sina La'akum Alov. Where's the source of anti-Semitism? Where's the source of all the hatred of Klal Yisrael? It started in Har Sinai. We got the Torah to the exclusion of all the nations of the world. We became and crowned with the Mamlachas Kohen Begay Kodesh Grand Appellation. We alone were zochah to become God's chosen people, the Am Segula, the Am HaNivchar, to the exclusion of everybody else. That's the origin of anti-Semitism. Yarda Sina La'akum Alov, and they know it. Turn the page, Beit Tesem and Beis. And why was it called HaChorev Sheyarda Churvo La'akum? There's destruction in the world. There's terrorism. The Goyim are after us. Why are they after us? Because they know we're the chosen people, the Am HaNivchar, the Am HaSegula. We were chosen to be God's Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and they are out of the picture. Brochas Dav Zayin Manal from Moshe Rabbeinu. One request was, let the Shechina be Shower and Klal Yisrael. And yet another request was, Shalom Tishra Shechina Al Umas HaOlam. I don't want the Shechina to have any shaykhis, any connection, any association with the nations of the world. The Shechina belongs to Klal Yisrael. That is Har Chorev. There's a Chorva, there's a separation. What's the idea of a Chorva? Chorba the Maral explains in a number of places. We have a Chorban Habayis. What's the shorish, the etymology of the word? Ches Reish Beis. What's that? Cheret. What does a sword do? Death by the sword connotes the sense of decapitation. Where does a sword cut? Where does it end the life? By the neck. What's the neck? The source of the connection between the seichel, the moach, the intellect, the seat of the soul, and the rest of the body, the rest of the mensch. Cherev is decapitation. That's Churban. Beis Hamikdash metaphorically in Tanakh is referred to as the Tzavar, the neck, because it's a place in this world that in essence connects Olam Hazeh with Olam Haba. Ta'aretz and Shemayim. That's the Tzavar. That's the neck. A Churban Abayis is Loshen Cherev. It's as if God took a sword and cut us off right by the Tzavar, cut off that crucial link known as the Beis Hamikdash that linked Shemayim and Aretz, that linked the Elyonim with the Tachtonim, that linked Olam Haba with Olam Hazeh, that linked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shmei Shemayim above with Klal Yisrael and the Oretz and the Adama Lamata. That's a Churban, that's Lashon Cherev. Where do our tefillahs ascend up to Shemayim? And Chevron, what's Chevron? Intermingle the letters of a Churban when you want to rebuild. Where do you rebuild? mix around the letters of Churban and you get Chevron. Chevron is Loshen Chibor. That's where we attach Chevron. All the Tzvilas Chazal say ascend Derech Chevron. David HaMelech, David HaMelech, Yisrael Chayim begins his kingship where? In the city of Chevron for 7 years. That's where Malchus Beis David, the eternal sense of kingship and sovereignty of Klaiso commences, and where else? But the city of Chevron Chibor. And so we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's a churban? Churban is Loshen Cherub, decapitation and separation. Vegam Charvona Zochel Tovi, such a good guy, and yet his name has to do with churban, with Cherub, churban. Charvona, churban, what in the world's going on here? I thought he's a good guy. I thought Eliyahu Novi assumed his tzura. And Charvona is Loshen Cherub, is Loshen churban. Perhaps the idea is as follows. Shaul HaMelech was commanded to kill Amalek. He says, no problem, I'll wipe away Amalek. But what did he do? He left around Agag. As long as Agag is around, you didn't fully uproot the Shoresh, the Makar of all Ra, wickedness in the world. The Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, another Rishon, point out, yes, you know why we have to eradicate Amalek's memory? Because they're the Shoresh, they represent the root of all evil, all wickedness here in this world. You leave Agag alive, then you're in big trouble. Shmuel comes along, and what does he do? Pulls out a sword and decapitates Agag. Now we're ready to have our Shlomo. Why? Because the Jews can only function as the Jews when we're hen on the Vadar Yishkon, when we stay separate and we get rid of all the presence of Amalek here in this world. If Amalek's around, then we cannot serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100% in an inyan of Shlemus. So you'll say the story was basically over. We got to chapter 7 of Megillas Esther. You got to chapter 7. Okay, no problem. We got Esther. We got Mordechai. Everything is fine and dandy. So what did Haman's around? So let Haman be around. Lock him up into jail. Keep him around. He lost his power. Mordechai's taken over. Esther's the queen. His wickedness has been disclosed to one and all. What's Chavona doing? Ah, oh, no. Achashverosh. Vegam Chavona Zochel HaTov. Because he points and he hates. And what does Chavona say? All he did was point to a tree. What does he do? Gam, he knew he ate a shahasam on the Mordechai, a shedimot of the Melech. Omer Bey, Sama Gavach, Hami Shemama, Vayom Melech, Tula Love, in the same Pasuk, in the same breath. A king says, hang him on that tree, right? So Moshe David Vali, Tamar Chavar, Adar Mechal, and his Perish, and his Bira Megillah Sester. He says, what did Charvona do? He was Kilo the Makib Apatish. He sealed it. He was Machriya, Vegam Charvona Zochel HaTov. He's the one who was Heras Ha'etz al HaMelech, showed the king in that state of fury. The king Achashverosh was indignant. You leave Haman around, what happens? A week later, 2 weeks later, just like Agag, who knows what can happen? You could produce a Haman because you left Agag around for one night. What does Chavona say? Chavona says you got to wipe Haman, get rid of Amalek Legamri. It's got to be Chavona, it's got to be a Cherub, it's got to be a slice. You got to get rid of them. The same way Agag was killed by the sword. Chavona says, what? Well, you got to slice him off where? By the neck. What's Tulu Allah? Hanging. Where's the new skull? The new skull's on the neck. What's going to break the neck of a Haman? Tulu Allah. Put the noose around his neck. Crack the neck. Destroy a Haman. Get rid of Amalek. If Haman's around, then the story ain't over until it's over. It's not going to end unless we got rid of Haman Ligamri. Haman Menatur Menayim Menayetz. Tulu Allah. Hang him on the eights. Hang him with the noose around his neck, break his neck, crack his neck. The same way Shaul left and Agag around, and ultimately a Haman descended from him. This time we're not going to make the same mistake. Shmuel had to take the sword, cut him off by the neck. Here it's Charvona, Charvona Loshen Cherev. Let's go ahead, what? And let's cut off Legamri and have a reenactment of Har Chorev. The idea of what? The Jews are over here and the Goyim are out of the picture of Legamri. We need the Goyim off stage, off the world stage. That's Haman. We can't have him around. He represents the Shoresh of Ra, of evil. We got to get rid of Haman Legamri. Now and only now are we able to have Yeshua Legamri. So what is Charvona? Charvona, in essence, was the Makib HaPatish. Charvona was Achron Achron Chavav, who comes to seal the fate of Haman Arasha, Brochus Yedbeis, Haman Aleph, HaKoholach, Achron Achisov, who is the Chasima. It all happens, yes, it started with an Esther, and it continued with the Mordechai. But the only way we got to the finish line was Al Yedei, that effort of Vegam Charvona Zochel HaTov. He points to a tree, and the deal is done. So let's add the following. The first victory over Amalek was Moshe Rabbeinu holding his hands up high. And Amela v'chasher yorah Moshe's yodu v'gavu Yisrael. Kasher He had to pick up both his hands. By the time we got to the story of Purim, Charbona didn't have to lift up both his hands. He only had to lift up one hand. One hand and point with one finger to Olov. That's it. Points with one finger. Vegam Charbona Zocho Tov. Let's get him off the stage. So he once wanted to suggest, what's this idea of pointing with the finger? So he explained in the past as follows. The Arizal writes, and Pri Etz Chaim Shara Shoshonah Per Dalit, that we have 12 months of the year and each one corresponds to an aver of the face. The aver that corresponds to the month of Adar is the chotem, is the nose, or Shmuel Brazil added one time. That's why it's called Adar, Lashon Odor. Odor Adar connects to the nose. The Chiddush HaRim says, who's connected Chodesh Adar? Yosef HaTzadik. Adar can be broken up into 2 months. Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Yosef, likewise, connected Adar can be broken up into two. Ephraim and Manasseh. What organ on the head is one which is in essence two? It's Poshet. That's the nose. It's one nose, but it's two nostrils, two openings. That's Yosef. It's Yosef, but it's Manasseh. And it's Ephraim. The month of odor corresponds, to the nose. Mordechai Minator Minayan, Mar Doror, Spice, Shumatamriga, Meir Dachya. Esther is the Hadas. Hadas, we know, has the fragrant aroma. And you have to drink on Purim. It never says you have to drink. The choice terminology of Chazal, Megillah, Zayin, and Beis. Amaroba, Machai, Vinish, Lipsume. You got to smell like wine. Hebiani, Beis, Ayayin. You got to smell like wine on Purim. You don't even have to necessarily drink the Gemara's. Yes, Rashi says, the Shtaker, Beyayin, I, but Sof, Kosof, the Gemara. Morris choice wording is Libesume, and of course Shoshanas Yaakov. Shoshana, that's the rose, the ever fragrant rose. Where did the story take place? The city of Shushan. Shushan, Shoshana, rose, Chotem, the nose, the rose, Mordechai, Meredachia, Rosh Libesume, Megillah, Yunam and Beis, Hadassah, Yunam and Beis, Yigimam and Alet. Hadas, what's going on over here? In fact, I had a friend whose wife was pregnant years ago. We were learning in the same Chabura by Rabbi Yitzhak Berkowitz. And his wife was pregnant a little bit before Purim, and he came to Chaim Kaniski, the Gol Ador. And he said, my wife was expecting, if it's a boy, should I name him Mordechai? And if it's a girl, should I be makbet to name her Hadassah or Esther? Chaim said, on Purim day, you'll name her Hadassah or Esther. I understand, Rabbi, but if it's a boy, on Purim, you'll name her Hadassah Esther. I understand, but Rabbi, if it's a boy, should I name Mordechai? I just told you, on Purim, you'll name her Hadassah or Esther. And of course, he had on Purim Day, a girl. Hadassah, I don't even know what the maskana was, whether they picked Hadassah or Esther. So Machlok is in the Gemara what her real name was. But that's a Chaim Kaniski, a month before his wife gave birth. On Purim Day, your wife will give birth to a girl. Hadassah Esther, B'didei HaViyovdi, he told me the story, it happened to him. So the Hadass has a great smell. Mordechai Rosh Levesomim, the smell, the nose, what's going on over here? We explained many times, based on the B'nai Yisrael, who writes in a few places. He writes in Maimer Dalet and Os Aleph, and in Yani B'nai Yisrael, Mamari Chodesh Adar, and Mamari Mar Cheshvan, in Maimer Aleph and Os Beis, that Adam and Chava messed up with four of the five senses. We saw the beautiful fruit on the tree. We touched it. We listened to the Nachash. Adam listened to Chava. We held it. We ate it. We messed up with four of the five senses. The one sense we didn't mess up was the sense of smell. We never messed up. Whether it's in the Chumash, whether it's in the Medrash, we never find that they smelled it, even if you espouse the opinion and the Rashi's Rabbah that it was an Esrog or a Chito or a Tain or a Gefen, and never says anywhere that they got enough from smelling it. So what got us kicked out of Gan Eden? We messed up before the five senses. What's the one way back into Gan Eden? Derech L'chush HaReach. We go back in the sense of smell. That's the one way that we didn't mess up. We didn't mess up the sense of smell. Come on! Haman Eitz. Haman is all about the Eitz Adas. Gets us to do evil. He's the Nachash HaKamoni all over again. He's the Eitz Adas. Das HaKenim Bal Eitzos. He even cites in the name of the Medrash that where did he get the Shri Gavoa Chamishim Amo? It was actually taken, according to one opinion, from the Eitz Adas. He wants to hang him on the Eitz Adas. Haman Min HaTor Min Ayam Min HaEitz. Vegan Chavona. Chavona says what? Let's point. What's the idea of pointing? We mentioned Rabbeinu B'chai and Parshas Tzah. Perches Pasuch HaGimel. Five fingers connected to five senses. Babies suck on their thumbs because the thumb corresponds to chush hatam, the sense of taste. You had a steak dinner in traditions, or in Bristro, or we have to mention Doma. I've never been there. That's what they tell me. You have to get the steak out of your mouth. What do you do? You use your thumb to get it out. People clean out their noses using the second finger that corresponds to the chush areach, the longest finger. The arm can scratch an itch wherever it is on the body. It's connected to the sense of touch. You clean out your eyes with finger number four. You clean out with ears. In Old English, this is called the ear finger. It corresponds to chush hashmiah. So which finger corresponds, Rabbi Machai says, to the sense of smell? The second one. V'gam chavona zocher latov. Elio anavi chavona. Elio's hanging around Gan Eden whenever he wants. How do you get back into Gan Eden? The only way is chush areach. That corresponds to finger number two. Chavona. Oi, Haman wants. I'm in a eitz eitzadas. V'gam chavona zocher. Let's hang him on the eitzadas. Let's go back into Gan Eden. Let's go to the eitzachayim and let's join the eitzachayim ilamachazikim. Let's go after the Torah Purim. Hadar kiblu b'meach hashverosh. When we receive the Torah, get rid of Haman, get rid of Haman Eitz, Chayim Eshlusimi Mepuri Adelo Yoda, get rid of your Das, get rid of Haman, get rid of the Eitz Hadas. How do we get back to Gan Eden? What does Charvona do? You don't have to lift up both hands. All you have to do is lift up one hand, one finger, Hinei Ha'etz, Tula Love, hang him on that tree, get rid of him, let's go back to Gan Eden, let's make L'chaim today it's a Chayim. And thus the story of Purim only comes to a close. And Chai Yisrael recognizes we have to stay separate from the Goyim, we got to get rid of Amalek, we can only function as the Ovdei Hashem that we so aspire and long to be. When we get rid of Amalek's presence, the Gamri in this world, to have him around, oh, what's the big deal? No, Tulu Olam, we got to get Haman off the table, off the scene, obliterate, eradicate Amalek entirely, Emche, surely erase, Ayyadei Esther, Mordechai, and yes indeed, the Chesper, Vagam Chavona Zochloto. It all comes down to the finish line. Who finished the race? Who completed the job? Who got Amalek? Who got Haman off the table? The Gamri. That was the Ches. That's Chavona. Ches, eight, Lamalam and Atzeva. Elionavi, living in the world, Lamalam and Atzeva. He points, Chush Areach, sense of smell. Let's go back to Gan Eden, this Purim. Let's make a Lachayim to Eitzachayim. Let's get rid of our Das. Let's hang Haman to the Eitzadas. You stay by the Eitzadas. We're going after the Eitzachayim. Give us the Torah yet again. Hande Kabu Mechashverosh. We want the Torah again. We want Hashem to get rid of Amalek. Let's stay separate. Let's go ahead and maybe Bekayim and on the Vadar Yishkon. Let's be proud that we're Yidden. Let's be proud that we're separate. Let's not ask for any viruses that have to keep Klai Yisrael separate. The only ones we want to quarantine are the Inyanei Amalek, what they represent. Let's go ahead and get rid of them. Let's hang them on their tree and we can bring Mashiach and celebrate with a Purim of the Asalov of Meher of Yamenu. Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.